Tehillim, chapter 119, Kuf Yutet, part 3. As you will recall, this is the longest chapter in all of Tanakh. We are now continuing our study with verse 81, which begins with the letter Kaf. Remember that each section is comprised of 8 verses, each beginning with the same letter of the alphabet in alphabetical order. In this section, the Mishorer continues the theme of the previous section. Enemies threaten my very existence, yet I remain steadfastly loyal to you, Hashem, and to your Torah. While in the previous section, the stress was on his desire to be wholehearted, here the emphasis is on the desire of the enemy to eradicate him, and how the Torah is a source of hope for anyone who faces an existential threat. Verse 81. Kaleta l'tshuatcha nafshi, I yearn for your salvation with all my might. Lidbarecha yachalti, I anticipate your fulfilling your word. Kalu einai li'imratecha, I yearningly search for your words. Lemor, saying, matai tinachameni, when will you comfort me? Notice the play on words. Li'imratecha, your words. Lemor, saying. Ki ayiti kinod bekitor, even though due to my travails, I am like a wineskin put into smoke and beaten to become supple. Chukecha lo shachachti, I did not forget your precepts. 84. Kama yimei abdecha, how much longer do I, your servant, have to live? Matai ta'aseh berotfai mishpat, when will you judge those who pursue me? Karu li zedim shichot, the evildoers have dug pits to trap me, which is the opposite of what your Torah commands, which is loving kindness. Asher lo kitoratecha, not according to your Torah. Kol mitzvotecha emuna, all your commandments are based on truth and faithfulness. Sheker idafuni, azreni, but I am chased by false accusations. Help me, Hashem. 87. Kimat kilini. Kiluni ba'aretz, I am in such desperate straits that I am nearly extinguished from the earth. But even so, va'anin lo azavti pikudecha, I have not abandoned your mitzvot. The word aretz could either refer to this world, our earthly existence, or to the land of Israel, which we know was subject to multiple exiles that tested and continue to test our faith. And the Mishorer concludes this section with, kechazdecha chayeni, act with me in accordance to your midav chesed and allow me to live the eshmera edot ficha so that I can continue to fulfill your Torah. The Mishorer continues now the next section beginning with Lamed, verses 89 to 96, and he discusses the fact that Hashem's word and his Torah keep the entire creation in existence and grant life to those who cleave to it. L'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav v'shamayim. Hashem, your word exists forever in the heavens. You created the heavens, and therefore they continue to exist. Verse 90, Lidor vador emunatecha, your faithfulness endures for generations. Konanta eretz, you establish the earth, vata'amod, and it stays in existence. You establish the earth, and it continues to grow and to develop. The entire creation remains in movement. Notice that the first Pasuk 89 spoke about the heavens, and Pasuk 90 continues and speaks about the earth. Just like we say in Sefer Bereshit, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, in the beginning of God's creation of heavens and of earth. Verse 91, Limishpatecha amdu hayom, today, all your servants or those who you made stand in your judgment. Ki hakol avadecha, because all are your servants or all are your avodah, the act of your hands. The word hayom, I think, implies that there's each and every day, there is a judgment of each and every one of us. And then one of the most beautiful psukim, at least to me, in this entire chapter. Lulei toratcha sha'ashu'ai, if not for my continued delighted engagement in your Torah, as avadati ba'oni, I would have disappeared in my agony. This can either imply that engaging in Torah allows the Mishorer to overcome his pain and suffering, or that the reward for this engagement is salvation from the agonies that he's forced to endure. Le'olam lo eshkach pikudecha, I will never forget your ordinances, kivam chiitani, since because of them I live. Verse 94, lecha ani, I am yours, hoshi'eni, save me. ki pikudecha darashti, since I search out your commandments. My search is proof that I am yours. Perhaps the Mishorer is asking to be saved from his travail so that he can continue to observe the mitzvot. In other words, hoshi'eni, save me, ki, so that pikudecha darashti, I will be able to search out mitzvot. Pasuk 95. Li kivu risha'im la'abdeini. The risha'im plan to eradicate me. Edotecha et bonan, but I look deeply into your mitzvot and thus eliminate their hope. That little word li at the beginning is kind of extra, and it serves to emphasize the personal nature of the attack. And if we look back at the history of anti-Semitism, I think it's quite clear what that li means. From experience, I realize that everything, every plot has an end. But your mitzvot are so expansive that I cannot see an end. Tichla is an unusual word and hard to define. Another suggestion is that it means the desire. Everything that people desire eventually comes to an end, but not the Torah, which he desires, which is all-encompassing and eternal. Notice how in this section, the Mishorer uses words to describe time and space, all of creation. Moving on to the next section, characterized by the letter Mem, verses 97 to 104. The Torah grants us wisdom, it is sweet and pleasant, and it teaches us the true path. Not only is it the foundation of creation, as the Mishorer said in the last section, it benefits those who adhere to it by granting them understanding and discernment to go through life. Verse number 97. Ma ahavti Toratecha. How do I love your Torah? Kol hayom hisichati. All day it is what I talk about and contemplate. As above, we mentioned that sicha is thought, repetition, and conversation. The Torah informs my intellectual and my social existence. And there's a beautiful image here of a lover speaking of his beloved. Picture a young couple just engaged. Every third word is the name of the fiancé, and that is how the Mishorer views the Torah. Your Torah gives me an edge over my enemies, making me wiser than them. Ki la'olam hi li, because it is mine forever. Mikol milamdai hiskalti, I learn from everyone who wants to teach me. Ki edotecha sichali, because your words, your laws are my conversation. I continually contemplate the Torah. This is similar to what Ben Zoma says in Pirkei Avot, Ezehu chacham halomed mikol adam, who is wise? He who learns from everybody. Another possibility is that the mem of mikol does not mean from, but rather above. I am wiser than all my teachers. Why? Ki edotecha sichali, because I also continually contemplate the Torah. In Pirkei Avot, chapter 5, one of the descriptions of how the Torah is acquired is hamachkimet rabo, one who makes his teachers wiser. In other words, somebody who has the intellectual development and brings it to the table as well. Verse 100. Miskenim et bonan, I look deeply into the words of the elders. Or again, that mem could possibly mean I have more understanding than the elders. Why? Ki pikudecha natzarti, because I guard your mitzvot. The previous verse used the past tense, hiskalti, I learnt. This verse uses the future tense, et bonan, I will look deeply, because it's a continuous and constant engagement with Torah. And notice the different words that are used for wisdom in the last three psukim. Tichakmeni, chokhma, hiskalti, sechel, et bonan, bina. The Mishorer continues, verse 101. Mikol orach ra kaliti raglai. I remove my foot from any and all evil paths. Why? Leman eshmor dvarecha, so that I can continue to fulfill your words. Mimishpatecha lo sarti. I have not turned from the paths of your mitzvot. Ki ata horetani, because you taught them to me. The Mishorer states, Hashem is our guide in every aspect of our lives, if we allow him to be. Somebody once asked the Kutzker Rebbe, where is God? And his sharp and short response was, wherever you let him in. Pasuk 103. Ma nimletzu lechiki imratecha midvash lefi. Your words are as pleasant to my palate and mouth, even more than honey. And he concludes the section by saying, Mipkudecha et bonan, from introspection in your mitzvot, I learn understanding, bina, alkein, saneti, kol orach sheker. Therefore, I've developed a hatred of all action, of all evil action, sorry. Okay, the mixture of tenses in this pasuk really implies continual action. What's interesting is that we can divide these eight psukim into two subsections, each marked by the concept of bina, understanding. The first one ending at verse 100, miskenim et bonan, and the second one at verse 104, mipkudecha et bonan. In the first section, the Mishorer describes how he learns from others. In the second, he's developed further and can learn from mitzvot themselves independently. I just want to point out that the word et bonan only appears in these two sections of the chapter, anchoring them to each other. The next section, characterized by the letter Nun, is an oath to fulfill the Torah, which enlightens the world, and we find that in Psukim 105 to 112. The Mishorer just told us how the Torah allows him to overcome his enemies and how sweet it is to him. Now he adds an oath, never to abandon it, and even, if necessary, to endanger his life in order to preserve it. Ner l'ragli dvarecha, your words are like a lamp before my feet, allowing me not to stumble as I walk, v'or l'nitivati, and enlightening my path. Nishbati, I swore, ba'akaimena, and I will fulfill my oath, lishmor mishpetei tzidkecha, to preserve your just mitzvot. Verse 107, Na'aneti ad ma'od, I was deeply degraded, Hashem chayeni kidvarecha, but now I beseech you, Hashem, to please grant me life as you said. I did what I promised, and I remain steadfast. Now you, Hashem, need to fulfill your promise to grant me life. Pasuk 108, Nidvot pi ritzena Hashem. Please accept, Hashem, the fulfillment of what I had orally promised, the commitments that I made, going back to Pasuk 106, U'mishpatechat lamdeni, and teach me your laws. In the Torah, the expression Nidvot pi, the promise of the lips or the donation of the lips, and ritzei, acceptance, are used to refer to actual sacrifices of animals. But here they refer to the sanctification and dedication of a lifestyle. Pasuk 109, Nafshi b'chapi tamid, my life is always in my hands. I'm always under an existential threat. U'mifkudecha lo ta'iti, but I did not want, sorry, v'toratcha lo shachachti, yet I did not forget your Torah. I think this implies a willingness to be moser nefesh for kiddush Hashem. Natnu rishaim pachli, the evildoers have laid a trap for me. U'mifkudecha lo ta'iti, yet I did not stray from my mitzvot, from your mitzvot. The Mishorer says that even though he knows the path ahead is strewn with mines and traps, he does not swerve from his dedication to the way of Hashem. Pasuk 111, Nachlati edotecha le'olam. Your precepts are my eternal inheritance. And this goes back to echo what we learned in verse 57 and evokes the image of a landowner who would never sell his ancestral heritage for another piece of land. For example, we can recall the story of Navot and King Ahav in the book of Melachim, where Ahav wanted a vineyard that Navot had, and Navot said to him, how can I sell that to you? It's my ancestral heritage. I would never exchange it for anything else. Because this is what makes my heart rejoice. And finally, he says in 112, Natiti libi, I've turned my heart, la'asot chukecha, to fulfill your mitzvot, le'olam, forever, ekev, at every step. Notice that the section began with the word regel, ner l'ragli, and concludes with the word ekev, with the heel. And the section really mentions several body parts, the leg, the mouth, the palm, the heart, the heel, and perhaps this stress is there because he wants to depict the danger to his entire body. Moving on to the section, but begins with the letter Samach, verses 113 to 120, the Mishorer describes fulfillment of Torah, either coming from love or from awe. In the previous section, he spoke of his oath to fulfill the Torah, and here he discusses his motivation. In the previous section, he described the persecution he endures, and here he describes the punishment of those who persecute him and the reaction that will arouse in him. And he says, Si'ifim saneti, I hate perversion and duplicity. V'toratcha ahavti, but I love your Torah. Si'ifim are the non-productive branches of a tree which can become entangled and even harm the tree's development. Sitri umageni ata, you are my hiding place and my shield. Lidvarcha yochalti, therefore I hope for your word. We can see a progression here. If hiding doesn't help, if you can't conceal me, or if I don't succeed in concealing myself, then Hashem will be my shield. And this evokes Hashem's promise to Abraham when he says to him, Al tira Abraham, don't fear Abraham, Anochi magen lach, I will be your shield. And now the Meshorer turns to his enemies and he says, Suru mimeni miraim, turn from me, you evil ones. The etzara mitzvot Elokai, and I will keep the mitzvot of my God. He is so secure in Hashem's protection that he is willing to confront his enemies directly. Verse 116, Samcheni ki imratcha ve'echya, support me instead of me, as you said, and I will live. Ve'al tavisheni misivri, and don't allow me to be disappointed by my faith. Sa'adeni, help me, ve'ibashea, and I will be saved. Ve'esha b'chukecha tamid, and I will continually turn to your precepts. Notice the little wordplay there, ve'ibashea, ve'esha. Silita kol shogim michukecha, you eradicated all those who turned from your path. Ki sheker tarmitam, since their deceitful way of life is rooted in falsehood. Sigim hishpata kol rishei eretz, you Hashem have destroyed all the evildoers in the land, like a goldsmith who purifies the raw metal from its sigim, its dross. Since you do that, lachen ahavti edotecha, I love your words which teach me to avoid the evil path. Samar mipachtecha bisari, the hairs on my skin stood up. I had goose flesh because of the awe I feel for you. He could possibly be referring to his reaction to the punishment of the Rishaim. Umi mishpatecha yareti, and I therefore am in awe of your precepts. Notice all the emotions that we had mentioned here. Hatred, love, hope, and awe. The Meshorer continues, the servant of Hashem loves his mitzvot and awaits salvation. And starting with the word mishpat, or in the first section of the first verse, we'll now look at the section characterized by the letter ayin, verses 121 to 128. Asiti mishpat v'tzedek, I tried to go in the path of Hashem, doing what is right and just. Bal tinicheni le'oshkai, don't abandon me to my oppressors. The Meshorer is telling us that he acted with a social conscience. Therefore, don't let the destroyers of moral society, the Oshkim, triumph over him. Arov avdecha litov, be a good guarantor for me, for your servant. Al yashkuni zedim, don't let the evildoers persecute me. This verse echoes the prayer of King Chizkiyahu when he was mortally ill. He said, Hashem, ashkali, I am oppressed. Arveni, please be my guarantor. Einai kaluli yeshuatecha, I yearn for your salvation, uli imrat tzidkecha, and for your righteous words. Verse 124, aseim avdecha kichazdecha, act with your servant in accordance with your chesed, v'chukecha lamdeni, and teach me your mitzvot. Someone who learns the Torah will merit to have Hashem deal kindly with him. Avdecha ani, behold, I'm your servant. Havineni, grant me wisdom and understanding. Ve'eda edotecha, and I will know your testimonies. Lada'at means to integrate within oneself. The closest relationship that a man has with his wife is v'ha'adam yada et chava ishto. Notice also the wordplay on ve'eda edotecha. Pasuk 126. Eit la'asot la'Hashem. This is what he says when he sees the Rishaim attack. It's time to act on Hashem's behalf, or it's time for Hashem to act. Why? Hiferu Toratecha, because they are nullifying your Torah. Alkein ahavti mitzvotecha. Indeed, I love your mitzvot. Mizahav umipaz. More than gold and another type of gold, precious gold. And this really echoes verse 72. Tov li Torat picha. Your Torah is greater, better for me. Me'alfei zahav v'chesef. Than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. Alkein, indeed, kol pikudei chol yisharti, I praise all your precepts as being straight, righteous. Kol orach sheker saneti, I hate all the evil paths. And then he goes on to describe how wonderful the mitzvot are and how they are as essential and desirable as air or water is to a human being. Verses 129 through 136, characterized by the letter pe. Pilaot edotecha, your mitzvot are so elevated and wonderful, al kein nitzartam nafshi, that I need to preserve them. Another possibility is that the word pele refers to something hidden. When Manoach sees the angel, he asks him, what's your name? And he says, lama ze tish'al lishmi, v'hu peli, it is hidden. So your mitzvot are hidden, but I will preserve them. And now he makes a request. Petach divarecha ya'ir, when I open my mouth, let me be enlightened. As we say in Birkat Kriyat Shema, v'ha'er einenu b'toratecha. You, Hashem, who grants understanding to fools, mevin pitayim. Or allow, help me to help fools understand. Verse 131, pi pa'arti, I open my mouth, v'esh'afa, and I pant, taking deep breaths, ki l'mitzvotecha ya'afti, because I desire your mitzvot. Torah here is being compared to air, vital for our very existence. And notice that repeated pei, pi pa'arti v'esh'afa. And then he asks Hashem to turn to him. Pnei Eli, turn to me v'chaneni and grant me grace, ki mishpat lo'aveh shemecha, as you do to those who love your name. Pa'amai hachen bi'imratecha, direct my footsteps in your word, v'al tashlet bi kol aven, so that evil will not befall me. Pideni mi'oshek adam, save me from the oppression of men, v'eshmira pikudecha, so that I may keep your mitzvot. It's possible here that the Meshorer is making a vow. If you save me, I will be more diligent in my mitzvah observance. Panecha ha'er ba'avdecha, turn, act towards me, your servant, with an enlightened countenance. V'lamdeni et chukecha, and teach me your precepts. When a master loves his servant, he will continually reveal his desires to him. And I think there's an echo here of Birkat Kohanim, Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka. He concludes this section by saying, Palgeimayim yardu einai, my eyes dripped rivers of tears, alo shamru toratcha, about those who did not keep your Torah. When I see sinners, I am in pain and I cry. In the previous section, he said, Ahavti mitzvotecha. And here he continues, Ki mishpat le'ohavei shemecha, alluding to the concept that from loving mitzvot, one can move to loving God himself. We will conclude today with a section comprised of verses 137 to 144, the letter Tzadi. The Torah is just and true and is a source of consolation and salvation to those in trouble. In the previous section, we heard how the Meshorer cried bitterly over the lack of Torah observance, and now we will hear how consumed he is by this. Notice as we read how many times the word Tzedek and even the sounds Tzadi and Dalid together are repeated, telling us that this is the theme, the rightness of Torah is the theme of this section. Verse 137, Tzadikata Hashem, you Hashem act righteously, v'yashar shpatecha, and you are yashar, you are straight in your judgments. Tzivita tzedek edotecha, you commanded righteousness in your precepts. For example, tzedek tzedek tirdof, chase after righteousness. Ve'emuna me'od, and you commanded that we be careful about faithfulness and truth. Timtatani kinati, I am zealous about those who desecrate the Torah, and I arouse myself to protest. Kishachechu divarecha tzarai, because those, my enemies have forgotten your words. The zealotry eats at me. Timtatani. Tzirufa imratcha me'od, your words, the Torah, are very refined, without any waste material. V'abdecha aheva, and I, your servant, love the Torah. Notice the opposition between the hatred in the previous verse and the love in this one. Verse 141, Tzair anochi, I am young, insignificant, v'nivzeh, and degraded, I am not honored. Pikudecha lo shachachti, but even so, I don't forget your mitzvot. Tzidchatcha tzedek le'olam, your righteousness endures forever. V'toratcha emet, and your Torah is true. There's no falsehood in anything relating to Hashem. As the rabbis teach us, chotmo shel Hashem emet, the seal of Hashem is truth. Tzar u'matzok mitza'uni, pressure and straitened circumstances have found me. Mitzvotecha sha'ashu'ai, yet your mitzvot continue to be my delight. Tzedek edotcha le'olam, edotecha le'olam, your mitzvot and promises are right for all time. As we say in the bracha for the Haftarah, Tzadik b'chol adorot, Havineni, grant me wisdom, ve'echye, and I will live. Notice that the Mishorer sets up a parallel between life and engagement with Torah. And that's what we say, Ki hem chayenu v'orech yameinu. The words of Torah are our lives and ensure the length of our days. I'd like to conclude by noting that the Dat Mikra says we have Tzedek, Emunah, and Chayim in this section, and points out that this echoes the words of the Navi Habakkuk, V'tzadik ve'emunato yichya, and a righteous man lives in his faith. Wishing you all a wonderful day.